We welcome all of you on this beautiful Lord's Day to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 147. We've been going through these final psalms of praise unto the Lord, and we come to verse 12, which reads, "Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion." I couldn't help but think of all the things that we are watching in the Middle East, and I wonder if there's anyone that is praising God for Jerusalem. It's a divided city. It's split between the Jews, the Muslims, the Catholics. It's just a mixing of all nations and peoples. And the tension there is so great at this time. And there will come a day when the children of Israel are going to look at the one whom they have pierced and realize that that was the true Messiah. It wasn't the false Messiah, the Antichrist, that's going to wreak such havoc. It wasn't their ideas of a future Messiah, but that Jesus Christ was indeed the Messiah whom they rejected and now receive. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. Right now they are worshiping a God of their own making. It's a God that fits into their schedule of events. It's a God that fits into their ideas of what God should be. The Orthodox Jews meet on a regular basis in front of the Wailing Wall. You can see pictures of them as they're there with their long curls and with their hat, and they're praying there, and they're very intense on what they're doing. But are they worshiping the true and living God and praying to Him? That's the problem that is seen, and they are not praising the God of the Scriptures because they've rejected the New Testament. They do not believe in the New Testament. They reject it outright. Only the Old Testament is what we have. So they have half of a Bible that they accept, and they have this God that they've manufactured in their own hearts and minds. Folks, we must be sure, you and I, we must be sure that we are worshiping the true and living God and not some God of our imagination, because some people don't know the difference. They don't know the difference. As we're going to see as we go through here, the Lord identifies Himself as the true and living God. "I'm the one," that says in verse 13, "that strengthens your gates." We've got gates out here in front of the campus here. All right, they've been welded and put together by Price Fence Company, and we have chains around it. But God says, "O Israel, you have gates on your city, but I'm the one that strengthens them. I'm that God." Well, we have strong gates. We have gates that will repel the enemy. No, you don't. That was Israel's problem. They were trusting in what they had done. They had trusted what they had built. And God doesn't want you to do the same thing. That's why we have Psalm 147, verses 12 and 13, to remind us to worship the true and living God, not a God of your own making, but the God of the Bible, the one that's unseen, yet the one who is identified in all that He does. As we go through these verses, we're going to identify how God reveals Himself. He is the God of our security. Our security is not in aircraft carriers and cruise missiles and big Air Force bases and B-1 bombers and B-52 bombers and you name all the different kinds of aircraft and machine guns and all that kind of stuff that Americans feel comfortable with. I heard this morning 5 times in one broadcast, America has the strongest military. If we go over there, there's nothing they can do against us. I want to tell you something. We better be careful. We better be careful. God is our security. It's not all the boats and all the ships and things. And I'm afraid that it is my fear, from what I sense and see, that we have become complacent and we are settled on our lees as a nation and we think nobody can touch us. We've got everything. We got our ducks in a row. Nobody's going to be able to hurt us. And I want to tell you something. We don't understand and know what it means to be apart from God as a nation. What that means. And that's what we've done. We've removed God and we think we can be strong enough to protect ourselves. And we'll be able to defend ourselves against any enemy that comes. Listen, if we're not trusting in God as a nation, that's all we have are boats and planes and stuff. Because God's not going to be behind it. I hope and pray, folks, that we as a church body of believers understand and know the God that we worship. That we can't just go outside and do our own thing. We must be settled in Him. We must seek His face. Every day of our life, every breath that we take must be understood in this fact that that's a gift of God. The fact that I got up this morning and my feet hit the floor is a gift of God. It wasn't because I've got a strong heart that's going to live to be 100. No! It's because you have a strong God that allowed you to live to this morning. Don't ever get confused, folks. Don't ever go down the path of self-independence, because that's the path outside of our Lord, and that's the path of destruction. We worship a mighty God this morning, amen? We worship a mighty God. Don't forget that.